We are live on Bullhorn. Hello, Nick Martin. How's it going, man?
Dude, I'm fantastic.
Good, good. So we are live on the Bullhorn app. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors, sponsored in part locally here by KMVU, Fox 26, and Great Notion Brewing out of Portland. At Nick's got it ready, rocking and rolling. Go to the Great Notion Brewing, download the app, either for Apple or Android, and enter the code DADCAST10 to get yourself a awesome little discount action going on and experience the best beer in the world delivered cold to your door. Nick, this is a guest list episode here live on the Bullhorn app.
Yeah.
And it's pretty intriguing if you ask me. You know, normally we're all about talking dad life and having guests on who are dads, et cetera, not necessarily needing to be a dad, but, you know, that is our basic theme. So for today's episode, I don't want to actually announce what exactly we are doing. I'm going to let you announce what exactly we are doing. But before we get into that, how's the last week of your life been?
It's been super, super stressful and weird and, like, just different.
So stressful and weird. Well, yeah. I was in Vegas for the last week, and I actually got to go into what, and here's a drop, Sticky Paws Studios, excuse me, in Las Vegas.
The behind-the-scenes videos, and I'm a little jealous. Yeah.
Where Brian Hopkins,
from Brian.
Brian Hopkins has a brand new podcast, a Hero's Journey podcast. I was honored to be a guest on the show. We wish you were there. We missed you. I believe I'm going to be episode number four when it does come out. And I believe he's dropping episode one next week, maybe this week sometime. This whole weekend thing is throwing me off. Holiday weekend. It's Monday, but it still feels like last week and the weekend. And
no, it feels like Saturday today.
Does. And welcome to the summer and happy Memorial Day weekend, too, by the way, for everyone listening and watching. But this studio, man, it's amazing. And
we'll talk about it here. Holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. But you should see inside and how it's run, you know, the nitty gritty, the stuff that I really like.
Yeah.
That's what DadCast is going to do, man, if that's it's going to happen. And everyone else who has an aspiring podcast idea, we're going to hook you up with our studios.
Yeah, it's coming.
It is coming. And then I did that like the first day I was there. And then I went to wrestling, AEW. There was an event. And I ended up getting ringside tickets, man. Oh, it was so awesome. And hanging out with my buddy and just doing the normal gambling thing. And it was a good relaxation, unwinding, blew off some steam week for me. But we are now back at it. And now that we've recapped the first week, live here on Bullhorn, DadCast, Nick Martin, I give the conch to you.
All right. So I'm just going to hold up this little thing, and then we'll go from there.
That looks like to me a pregnancy test.
It's a COVID test. No. It's a pregnancy test, yes. So as everybody knows, my wife and I have been going through IVF. We had our first baby, Liam, with IVF, and we've tried it again and again. The last time we tried, we got pregnant, and she lost the baby. So we decided to wait for a few months, and we tried again. We got a positive pregnancy test 5 days after the embryo transfer thing. And so it's been like super exciting. And then you got to go and do the blood work. That's where the stress came in. So the first blood test was awesome. The levels were where it needed to be. Super good. 48 hours later, second blood test was like, uh-oh, the levels didn't rise enough. So we're like, oh no, we lost another one or something bad's going to happen.
Right.
And then so the doctor's like, go back in 24 hours and let's just see where it's at. So 24 hours later, the blood test was amazing. So here we are. In 2 weeks, we get to find out if there's more than one baby in there. So that's now it's like, ah, what are we going to do with more than one baby?
I don't know what you're doing right now at 42. I don't know what the hell you're doing now at 42 years old with just the one baby. You just had a 2-year-old birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, he just turned two.
And now you're talking possible twins to come in?
Yeah.
Well, hey, if there's a light.
There's going to be 9 babies in there.
Yeah, this is. Whoa.
Right? I'm like, no.
Screw it. I'm saying it on the air live now. If there's 9 babies, 9, okay, 8, no deal. But if there's 9, if there's 9 babies in there, Jen and I will take one of them.
Done.
Done. I guarantee it.
I don't even need to ask. done. There's no discussion. Now we got to find 8 other homes.
Right. But if anything here, excuse me, man, been dealing with some sickness, man. So the light at the end of the tunnel for this for me is that we're guaranteed some new content for a while now. Yeah. So keep it up.
There's going to be some dad fills. There's going to be all kinds of craziness happening. I can totally guarantee it. Especially if there's twins. Holy crap.
As a guy going through, I can only imagine, we typically tend to focus on the mom and the woman who goes through this process, which is perfectly fine and normal. And no, by no reach of the word am I dogging that fact. Much as mad respect for all the women that go through this, but since we have this platform and you are a man who's gone through this process successfully and had some fails, what does that do to your psyche, man? I mean, how are you? And are you good? Is it a roller coaster? What is this like?
It's definitely a roller coaster. I wouldn't say that I'm good or bad. It's just kind of, there's always that thought of if something goes south, am I going to be enough to make it better? And like that, just being the dad, being the husband, like you want to make it better, but this, like, you just can't. Like, if you lose a baby, you just can't make it better. You just have to figure out how to deal with it and move on. So that's been kind of the hard part for me. Like when we lost the baby last time was dealing with that, not talking about it, just kind of sucking it up and dealing with my wife and what she was going through. And then realized, man, I'm really kind of messed up over this. Like,
isn't that the major pickle? I mean, I've kind of gone through the same type of thing with, you know, Jen and her cancer, and they're two separate issues, but it's the same time. They're still emotionally same when it comes to us. We, you know, as men are tasked with being the supportive husband and father and being the man. And doing everything in our power to comfort a horrible situation on that end, picking up the slack. And we don't really discuss, and we kind of, even if we want to, we just kind of bury all those feelings of what it's doing to us at the same time. And that's, no, man, we got to change that perspective. Yeah. If you need help, because I sucked it all up through too, you know, and I think it's already the repercussions of that emotionally. Yeah, probably. It's so talk about it, man. Here we are.
Yeah, it's just weird. So if like any other guys are going through this, where like the whole IVF thing, or even not IVF, and you're trying to have a baby and it's not working, or it does work and you have a miscarriage, you know, the number one thing is just be there and listen. Don't try to make it better. Like trying to make it better almost makes it worse. Trying to fix everything and put it all back together and just, you know, saying it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. It sucks. It's definitely like saying it's going to be okay is stupid. It's just get that out of your head, because the whole situation sucks, and you just be there. Just listen and be there. And that's kind of what I've learned over the last year and a half of going through all this stuff, and talk about it. Don't bottle it up, because it leads to fights and all kinds of stuff where start feeling like you're not good enough. You start feeling like, am I worth it? Does she want to stay with me? That kind of stuff. So it's kind of all kinds of weird, uncomfortable, stupid feelings that come out.
Did you ask any of those questions during, or did you find yourself not asking for the sake of, I'm not going to pile more stress on this poor woman who's been?
I didn't talk about it until honestly, like about 3 weeks ago. You know, it was just, I just didn't want to bring it up. I wanted her to deal with what she was dealing with. And then when we started this process, I think we started this process like 6 weeks ago, and then I kind of started talking about it a little bit, talking about my feelings of what happened last time and going forward. Like, I definitely don't want to do it again. I don't want to feel the way I felt again. And so I'm glad where we're at now. Now it's just waiting to see what happens with the, ultrasound, and you know, making sure you hear the heartbeat, that kind of stuff.
Right. So it's for all, for everyone concerned, is it at this point now, is it which I'd say like relatable to any normal pregnancy at this point? Like now it's just going to make sure it's healthy, because you have a positive pregnancy test, there's
it's
a baby in there.
it's still a little different. Like, it's as far as how many tests go, like, I have friends that just are found out they're pregnant, and they're kind of, they get one blood test, and then it's weeks and weeks and weeks, and they do an ultrasound to hear the baby's heartbeat. So right. We're doing blood test after blood test after blood test to make sure levels are rising, everything's good. And then there's multiple ultrasounds. It's not just one to figure it out. It's lots of ultrasounds, lots of trips to the fertility specialist to make sure everything's good to go. And then we roll into, I think, like month three or four, we roll into going to the just a regular OBGYN. And then that, then it gets a little bit more normal.
Okay.
Once the baby develops a little bit more and you're further in, then it gets a little more normal. Then it's just a countdown.
Now, in this particular, for lack of a better way to put it, implant, was it predetermined, the gender?
No.
Okay, so you're not going to – hope I didn't strike any nerves. you can fight with me all you want, but, you know, I am a guy who believes that, you know, you have the characteristics of a man or a woman. So, you know – And all the others.
I'm sure we're having a girl. Like everything.
Is that what you feel?
That's what I feel. And just the difference in how her body's changing. And like she has morning sickness this time. She didn't with Liam. She's extremely sick all the time. And she wasn't that way with Liam.
Okay.
She's tired. She wasn't that way. She's already starting to show a little bit on the top of her belly and not the bottom of her belly like she did last time. So. A lot of differences. And Liam is 100% convinced there's a sister in his mama's tummy. So.
And, you know, it's very difficult to discount those things that children know that us as adults don't know, or we did know, but we just forgot all about them. There's, you know, a sixth sense to that. So
yeah,
that would be very, very interesting. Now, if it comes out a boy, though, then, you know.
Yeah, Liam's going to have to apologize for saying it's right. His little sister.
I would recommend, though, because I know you and your family, to hold back on buying a crap ton of pink things until we know.
Exactly. Yes, as soon as we find out, we'll probably.
But then again, if there's nine in there, then I got to start getting prepared too. Crap.
If there's nine in there, there's a good possibility one is going to be a girl. They're all boys.
you got a whole basketball team ready to rock.
Exactly.
Football team, actually. Yeah. Wow. So what are the odds? I'm curious. I mean, we joke about that, but are the odds of twins or more like prevalent there? Is it
very, the odds very of twins possible? Are very, very, very possible. More than twins, I don't know. Like the embryos that they transferred this time were incredible. Like we compared them to the embryos they transferred for Liam, and they weren't nearly as good as the ones that got transferred this time. So the possibility of twins is pretty high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we have a twin if that's the case? No. Okay. All right. I don't need another baby anyway, man. I'm 47 years old. Okay. So the next baby that enters my life will be a grandchild, I hope.
That you can give back.
Give them back and still love up on them. And
yeah.
Oh my God. But I still got some time for that. I better have some time for that, Chloe.
Yeah. All at least 2 years, Chloe. Jesus.
Well, 10 years it would be a streak. She's going to be in 10 years. She'll be 28.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So sometime within the next 10 years, it's preferably 5 or later. You know what? 10 years is a good number.
Yeah,
57 is a good year, good number to become a grandpa for the first time.
You can start letting it race, though. You can stop dying. That.
Yeah. I went to Vegas, man. I had to look. It's starting to peek through though, with this beautiful camera. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Nice.
So, wow, man. What a crazy roller coaster emotional ride you have been through. Hopefully things are a little less stressful now, and we're down that path of ease. And at least for you, it's only going to get a little bit more stressful for mama, especially when it comes to birth time. Then it all kicks in. We all know.
I'm already freaking out. Like, Liam's hard. Like, Liam is a tough kid. How are we going to have more
than – You adapt, man.
More than one under three.
Well, you know what? It's funny. You know, he's going to be close to 3 years old when this next child is born. Between my kids, Sawyer and Avery, they're about close to that same difference in age.
Yeah.
I'd say more like closer to 3 years, but close enough for this comparison. Sawyer wasn't a handful. I mean, he really wasn't. He was a good kid. He listened, you know, cried as much as any other baby would and everything. And then Avery came along and we said the same thing. Oh my gosh, this is going to be so difficult. But, you know, I think back to that time, it was just is what it was. You know, it wasn't difficult. It wasn't not difficult. It was something that, you know, in a switch flipped. Yes. One of those things flipped. And it was business as usual. This is what has to be done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And we went through it. And, you know, looking back on it, it's never easy, but right. It wasn't horrible. And you'd be just fine. And you'll be surprised at much growth Liam is going to experience and actually help with this baby, because the time that baby, you know, no one's touching that kid other than you and mommy for the first year, essentially. You know what I mean? That's all the care. So by then, Liam's going to be close to 4 years old.
And he can babysit at that point. We're good.
He just can't leave the house. But you know what I mean? You'll be surprised at what he can do, man. Yeah. This is going to be a crazy journey.
On the middle kids, right? Ashton, Emma, and Dylan. Okay, so when they were all little, they're all within a year or 2 years of each other. I left Dylan in a freaking shopping cart at Walmart when he was a newborn.
You did?
Ashton ran off at the mall one time and hid under clothes, and it took me hours to find him. That's what I'm scared of. It's like, man, what kind of shenanigans are going to happen? How many times am I going to leave the new baby in a shopping cart at Walmart?
Preferably none.
Yeah, that's what
Preferably
I'm thinking.
Preferably none. We think we've grown and learned from said lesson, plus you're older. And, you know, granted, it's only two. And, you know, I would suggest a simple thing when walking through the mall / Walmart is a tight grip on the hand of Liam when walking through. Because everyone's going to be in a stroller. That way he can't run off.
Well, I'm thinking leash. Like, I know a lot
of I've seen those, man, and I disagree so hard every time I see a kid on a leash. But then at the same time, I'm like, what if they are the rambunctious runaway type? Then it's, you know, and it's kind of funny, but at the same time, leashing your kid, I don't know, man.
I'm against it, but I've also dealt with Liam running off, and that little fucker's fast. we take him to the mall, and we're playing, you know, they have a little playground thing at the mall by Penny's.
Yeah.
So we're playing there. I look away for 2 seconds, and he bolts out into the mall and makes it halfway down the mall before I can catch him. That's how fast he is. Either that or I'm just slow and fast.
I pray for you. It's a combination of the two, I think. More so he's crazy and fast.
Yeah. Like, I should have actually probably filmed what happened to catch him, because I actually jumped over the bench, almost fell into the table.
Straight doing Olympic hurdles?
It was awesome. I was like, oh, no. And I wasn't as graceful as I thought it was. It wasn't really as cool. It was like way cooler in my head as I was playing it out. When it actually happened, it wasn't as cool. And people laughed. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. It was.
So let's talk a little bit about what we've got coming up on Dadcast. Because obviously there's people watching and listening to this live. You'll get that info in real time. But for those who haven't and don't, we'll put this up on the YouTube channel. And if you catch it in time, today is Memorial Day 2022. By the time it's on YouTube, it should be quick enough. If you're seeing this in the year 2027, hello from the past. Thanks for checking out Dadcast.
What up?
Hope things are amazingly huge.
And hope we're still here.
Yeah. And you know, send us a message to check on the status of Liam and the baby journey. We'll get you caught up from the future. Nick, we're talking into the future right now. This is crazy.
I know. It's kind of weird.
What do we got coming up here in the next few weeks on Dadcast? I know one thing in particular, Father's Day is coming up.
Yes. Well, it's actually before Father's Day. So let's talk about, we have our first female guest.
Yes.
Coming on Friday. So I'm actually really excited about this. She's a fitness expert. She's a single mom. She is a veteran. So, and she just seems like an all-around badass. I've talked to her a little bit through social media. She's a good friend of Brian Hopkins.
Yeah.
And like, she sounds amazing. I'm excited to hear her story. So Friday, I think it's June 3rd, she comes on.
Yeah, we're recording that episode on Friday, June 3rd, so expect that to drop within a week or so after that. Then we got the Father's Day episode. This is our second annual Father's Day episode, where we do our best to invite every single person who's ever been on the show back, and we get it. You know, we interview a lot of celebrity types, and their schedules are busy. So the fact that we can get any of them on back is pretty incredible and awesome. And we've got about 5, 6, 7, 8 guests coming on for Father's Day episode, which will air on Father's Day.
Yeah, there's quite a few really cool dads coming back. A few of the guys in the bands we've had on apologized, but they're on tour, and they happen to be playing on Sunday that we're going to record the episode. So,
yeah, so what can you do? And I just realized right before we went on the air that I've got some juggling to do. That's my bad. Normally, I'm the one who's spot on about these scheduling things, but I just,
I don't know. And this is the first time I actually listened to about scheduling and was like, don't schedule for Saturday. So I didn't schedule for Saturday.
For some reason, I thought the party would have been Saturday. I think it actually was supposed to be on a Saturday, but something came up that was either another family member. I'm not sure exactly what it was, and it got changed to Sunday. And I didn't even think twice, because when have we ever recorded a podcast on a Sunday? So my muscle memory was like, we're fine. And then you're like, oh, yeah, we're doing that on Sunday. I'm like, oh, big fat F word. Yep. To let everyone in on the big secret, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. She's going to be 9 years old, May 31st. I'm so excited. But we're having her party this weekend, and it got shifted to Sunday at 1 to 3 p.m. is the party. And this episode of Dadcast we're recording for Father's Day, which is very big. It's large. It's important to us. Is at 2 p.m. on that Sunday. So right during present opening, cake having, playing, bouncy house jumping, the whole shebang of the party, I'm just going to suck it up, and I'm going to come back here and do it. And, you know, it might make for a crazy good episode anyway, Nick, because
I have a crazy
all like 87 kids coming in and out of here at the same time. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, I was going to say, maybe if there's a possible way to run around with the camera, film the party a little bit, include the family.
Maybe I just pick up this big, gigantic iMac. I don't know. Maybe do the Zoom from just my phone for that episode.
Kind of carry it around the house. And
right.
And then, it's part of being a dad, part of including the family in an amazing podcast.
If anything, I'm just going to shift the hours at the party.
And JP doesn't get in trouble.
We're going to do the party from 3 to 7 p.m. instead of – that's what we should do. Okay, we'll figure it out. But anywho, that's what's going on in the world of Dadcast in the very, very near future. We're pretty stoked on it.
And we have a super ginormous country music star coming on the podcast at the end of June.
Are we allowed to announce that yet?
Yes.
Is it booked?
It's booked. It's confirmed.
Is this the one where you told me to make a film in Vegas, which I forgot to do?
Yeah, I'm actually really disappointed in that. I made one of me that I was going to post, but you didn't post yours, so.
Oh, yeah. You needed mine to post. Bull crap, son. You should tell you what. I'll get my daughter to do a video, and I'll film it.
Yes.
And then I'll poke in or something, because she's real good at doing that dance.
Actually, you know what? I'm coming down tomorrow to see you.
Yeah,
me, you, and your daughter will
be in school, and it's her birthday, so make it quick.
So why don't you just not have her go to school so she can make it TikTok?
Because every year that I am able to, which I plan on doing until she graduates high school, is I literally barge into her classroom on her birthday, and I give her a dozen roses and some Reese's peanut butter cups and balloons, and I am not missing that tradition for the world. We had her birthday on a weekend last year when she turned 8. When she turned 7, COVID was going on, so she didn't have school. And the year before that was the last time I actually got to do it. So, and this is something I plan on doing, like I said, through high school. So
after school's out,
she has to go to school. Maybe I'll go in early at like 10 a.m. and then just take her out of class for her birthday, but I still need to do that. But
yes,
come on, man. I cannot dance. I'm a fat guy who has not good. I used to be able to dance real good, but not these days.
I'm an uncoordinated bodybuilder. This is going to be fantastic.
You're probably right.
Anyway, Walker Hayes.
So who is that? Yes, Walker Hayes is coming on Dadcast, man.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Apparently, he loves the podcast.
Does he?
That's what I was told by his manager. So
I'm going to be flat out blunt to you all right now. I wish people and Bullhorn, I ain't calling you out. I'm not talking any badness, but we got one listener hanging on the show right now, Nick. One. What is going on, man? I know it's 10 a.m. on a holiday weekend. That's what I'm going to attribute it to. But the beautiful thing about this is, regardless if we're live, you could go back and check it out anytime you would like. So that'll be going on there. Plus, this will be on the YouTube channel where we get thousands of views. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I'm excited for that. That's a big guest, man. That's a big day. What day is that?
It's the end of June. I think it's June 23rd or June 28th or something.
Okay.
I don't have my calendar.
Schedule a party that day.
Yeah. So I'm going to go down to Boatnik today, to the carnival.
Today is the last day of Boatnik in Grants Pass on Monday weekend. First time it's been back in a couple years. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to just do something I probably shouldn't do and hand out a bunch of Dad Cash shirts. Probably upset the people putting on the Boatnik.
Well, that's fine. Pump your brakes. We do not want to make bad impression. And Nick in the town of Grants Pass, whether you want to like to or not, and you always have good intentions, there's always someone out there who thinks badly. So let's analyze and discuss live on the air your plan, your strategy for today. So you want to hand out some Dad Cash shirts.
I'm going to actually have Liam hand out the Dad Cash shirt, so it's a cute little kid doing it.
Love it. Okay, yeah. That's a good plan.
And he says, watch JP and Daddy. And
okay, so why would anyone be upset over that?
We didn't.
You don't have a booth. We don't have a booth. Yeah, we there. Didn't buy a booth.
I think next year though, we should probably get in the parade. And
So I do a parade for 20 years of my life. I'm stoked that I finally don't have to do them anymore. And now you want to pull me back in?
I really don't want to. Like, I'm not.
No, you make a good point. Let's do it.
I'm probably the weirdest guy in town. I hate parades. I hate them.
Try being in them for 20 years.
I have been in them. I hate them. But I
enjoyed them for a while, and sometimes I too, but it got to the point where if I didn't have kids, there'd be no complaints. My biggest complaint was it was a requirement that radio talent has to be doing the parade and being in the doing their thing. My kids were finally of age where they could actually enjoy to watch a parade, and I wanted to take my kids to watch a parade, and it didn't matter. Though that shall not be named would not allow that, even though I'm like, this is very important to me. We have other DJs on this station. I am not – you want me. You don't need me. Please, just this one year, can I be a spectator and not a participant? And it never happened.
Well,
so now I can't.
You're the most popular DJ in the valley.
I understand that, but whatever the case, and that's no longer the case, by the way. Come on, there's got to be more popular than that.
I honestly don't think so, man. I don't think anybody
I'm not going to name names, but I will give hints. They are not male. So there you go. It is a female.
Okay.
Possibly one or two of them here in the valley that I truly believe is talented. They're great. They're friends of mine. And of course they're on the air currently right now locally. Of course they're more popular than me, man. That's, you know,
maybe I'm a little biased.
You are, but that's fine. And I appreciate it. But
so I'm thinking, you know, though, we do the parade next year. We bring the kids join us. We'll put them in my truck and we'll do something cool.
We'll make a float with Superman. And made out of a jungle gym, and the kids will be strapped to it with safety harnesses.
I'll fly Jack out and have the Batman of Spring Hill in Grants Pass with Dadcast.
Boom. Done. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. You just got now. Come on, focus, camera. Jack Asbury. We just nominated you.
Exactly.
You're coming out, man. It's gonna be a beautiful thing. All right. Yeah. So Nick, man, I know we don't have to go an hour on this one, and it is a holiday weekend. So I would like to recap. And then end this song, bitch, and go enjoy the rest of our holiday weekend. And I will be remiss. Again, hope no one's missing the point of why you're getting today off. It is not to go out and barbecue, although that's fun and it tastes great. This is Memorial Day. So remember what this day is for, please, in all your celebrations. That's all I ask, because I know I do. Nick is now in the thralls of pregnancy. And I wish you luck. If you didn't hear earlier on the show, he's in the middle of IVF. IVF.
Yeah. Yeah.
In vitro fertilization. That's what IVF stands for.
In vitro, though.
It's weird. But yeah, congratulations, man. I'm glad it took. I hope things go well and they continue to go well. That's going to be an amazing journey to follow. And Bullhorn, thank you for having us on. We dig being on your platform. To everyone listening right now, and there are a few of you, I see it. Hello. Thanks for hanging out. If you have a question, now would be the time, because we're about to end this thing. Just go ahead and type it in down there. Probably don't have enough time. Look forward to the amazing guests that are coming in on Dadcast in the very near future. There's a lot of them, and we're going to keep going with this thing until the day we die.
Last thing, we didn't talk about Nashville. July 8th.
Okay. I know. Right. The most important thing going on in the world right now. And we're talking about you and a baby. I mean,
I know.
I'm kidding. That's not because that's what's most important, man. That's what's most important. But yes, in July, Nick.
Nashville. We're going to Johnny Cash's ranch. We're partnered up with Save Homefront. Nonprofit that helps veterans, which is
Cowboy Jacks.
Very awesome for today and every day. But we are going to be in front of over 1,000 people at Johnny Cash's ranch. We have Jason Michael Carroll joining us, Orange County Choppers joining us. We have some actors joining us. We're doing a movie premiere. We're doing a Dadcast live with awesome people.
Yep.
And it's also going to be streamed on an app. So follow our social media. We'll have the app listed very, very soon. It's almost completed and ready to go. You download the app, you can watch the interview, you can watch the whole thing live from Johnny Cash's ranch on this app that's absolutely amazing. Carrie Underwood uses it, Kane Brown, Brooks and Dunn. So it's very, very cool to be partnered up with this company and all the amazing things that are going to happen after Nashville. It's going to be big.
But for first things first, check it out. Download the app when we announce what it is. And watch along with us as we perform Dadcast and all kinds of cool stuff live from Johnny Cash's farm in Nashville, July 8th. Right?
Yeah, July 8th. I think it's 7 p.m. Central Time is when it starts. We'll get all the details on social media. So just follow social media. And
good stuff, man. All right, man. For Mr. Nick Martin and myself, JP Pierce, thanks for hanging out, watching Dadcast live on Bullhorn. We appreciate you. We love you. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, like it up, subscribe, hate it, whatever the case, leave a comment, leave two comments, leave three if you're feeling real frisky. And thanks for hanging out.
Four.
Okay. Jesus. I'm happy with one, man, just to be perfectly honest.
Tell JP to stop dyeing his beard. It's freaking stupid.
I look terrific.
We're old, bro. We're old.
I'm not ready to accept my fate just quite yet. Thanks for hanging out. We'll catch all of you on the very next episode. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening, man. See ya.
Peace.